There's been a spate of controversies and alleged misconduct among Vermont County sheriffs in the past year. In Addison County, the sitting sheriff was charged with sexual assault and refused to resign. The Bennington County sheriff appeared to be living out of state, and in Caledonia County, the sheriff gave questionable bonuses to himself and his employees. The string of concerning incidents has spurred lawmakers to debate adding more oversight to Vermont's 14 independently elected sheriffs. Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors has more.
On Monday afternoon in Franklin County Superior Court, Judge Martin Maley moved through the docket. It was fairly routine, mostly checking on the statuses of cases.
All right, our next matter is State of Vermont versus John Grismore.
But in this pending simple assault case, State versus John Grismore, Maley noted something unusual.
I've reached out to our chief administrative judge to ask for some guidance as to what we might want to do here in Franklin County with regards to holding any hearings for Mr. Grismore, who's our soon-to-be elected, as I understand it, a newly elected sheriff.
Grismore won the Democratic and Republican nomination for sheriff last summer. Shortly after his victory, a video was released showing Grismore, a former deputy in the sheriff's department, kicking a handcuffed and shackled man. He was fired and charged with simple assault. But Grismore still managed to win the sheriff's office in November, beating back two write-in challenges. The sheriff has pleaded not guilty. Judge Maley, during Monday's hearing, suggested moving Grismore's pending case to another county.
Our courts are staffed by deputies who are overseen by the sheriff. And I guess at least that presents the possible appearance of a conflict of interest, which I think we should try to avoid.
Grand Isle State's Attorney Doug DeSabato told the court the state was concerned that three of their witnesses would soon become Grismore's employees.
And we just want to make it very clear on the record that Mr. Grismore should not be speaking to those witnesses about this case at all.
State police also confirmed last week they were investigating Grismore in the sheriff's department after the state auditor flagged some financial issues. But there's nothing in Vermont law that prevents a person with a pending criminal charge or investigation from becoming sheriff. And on Wednesday, Grismore was sworn in. Some lawmakers think that needs to change.
I'd ask all of us to consider if we need more accountability, professional qualifications, and basic transparency so that we are not so reliant on and subject to the personal character of whoever happens to be elected sheriff every 4 years.
That's State Representative Michael McCarthy, a Democrat from Franklin County. On Wednesday, McCarthy led a hearing on the role of independently elected sheriffs and possible reforms. Law enforcement officials typically bristle at proposals to add oversight, and sheriffs, who are independently elected and answer only to voters, have long enjoyed near total autonomy. But in these early stages, some sheriffs appear open to submitting to some form of outside supervision. Lamoille County Sheriff Roger Marcoux told lawmakers Wednesday that reforms are needed.
I'm very dismayed as to what's occurred in this state. What the sheriffs need is structure. They need to be accountable, and we need a mechanism to constantly have that oversight.
But even if sheriffs are on board, adding oversight will be difficult. Sheriffs are elected officials whose powers are spelled out in the Constitution. Legislative Counsel Tim Devlin told lawmakers that short of a constitutional amendment, reforms are limited.
Put simply, the Constitution controls the qualifications for sheriffs and how they enter and exit into office.
A constitutional amendment could be on the horizon. Lawmakers in the Vermont Senate recently introduced a proposal that would allow the legislature to set qualifications for sheriffs. The process of amending the state constitution takes years. The proposed amendment wouldn't take effect until 2026, if the process stays on track. For Vermont Public, I'm Liam Elder Connors.